This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quickly, and we may circle back to this topic because it seems to be getting a lot of traction. Colin Kaepernick, by the way, they've put odds on whether or not Colin Kaepernick is going to play a down in the NFL this year.
Well, I mean, the suggestion that Johnny Manziel could get a look before Kaepernick absolutely blows me away.
We might see a mushroom cloud somewhere if that happens.
Oh, my God.
That would be great for team content if Johnny got a look by an NFL team and Colin Kaepernick were still at home. I don't know if it's entirely fair, but it is what it is.
It's not.
The odds are plus 110, yes, that he's going to play a down in the NFL. Right now, yes is the underdog. For Colin Kaepernick playing
well,
in the league again.
I think because if he was going to play, he would have a job by now.
Yeah, but injuries.
More than likely.
But injuries can affect things. I'm with you. Like, if someone were going to sign him, they were going to sign him. And if there's an injury to a team, then, they'll pick up some scrub. But let me ask you this, Rich. Do you think the odds get any better tipped into Colin Kaepernick's favor if he goes and gets a haircut?
No. I don't.
Michael Vick seems to think that that's not the case.
I am a firm believer that appearance matters,
yeah.
Generally speaking.
Yeah.
But whether or not Colin Kaepernick has a fro has nothing to do with his employment possibilities.
It shouldn't. I kind of understand what Michael Vick is saying from this standpoint. If this is all that he's saying, and by the way, Michael Vick in an interview was asked, would he make any suggestions for Colin Kaepernick? And one of the things he basically suggested was that appearance matters and appearance equates to image. He told Jason Whitlock on The Herd, it has nothing to do with him being blackballed, talking about the protest last year. He said the gesture he made last year when he took the stand to do what he did, listen, we all appreciated it, respected it. It was a good thing. I really think the stand he took has nothing to do with him not having a job in the National Football League. He goes on to say he thinks that there's performance issues, system issues. He was asked what advice he would give to him on Speak for Yourself. And Vic said, first thing we've got to get Colin to do is cut his hair. Listen, I'm not up here trying to be politically correct. Even if he puts cornrows in there, I don't think he should represent himself in that way in terms of just the hairstyle. Go clean cut. You know, why not? You're already dealing with a lot of controversy surrounding the issue.
Now, he's backed off that statement since then. He's I don't think it was an apology, but he has followed that up with a statement basically saying, look, I didn't mean to say that if he cuts his hair, he gets a job. If he doesn't cut his hair, he doesn't get a job. But that's sure what it sounded like in that quote.
The human nature is to color in the rest of what isn't colored in on a take.
Yeah, yeah.
It's to fit whatever your side of the argument is. And I read this, since then, Kaepernick has fired back on Twitter with a definition of Stockholm syndrome.
Yep.
And Vic fired back, not even fired back, basically said, hey, look, I was just giving some friendly advice. And I'll say this about what Mike Vic said to him. There is an element, I used to be in sales. There's an element of sales of knowing who your audience is and who it is you're trying to sell on whatever decision you're trying to get them to make.
Right.
And when the audience you're trying to sell is a largely conservative, older,
of course,
base of decision makers.
Appearance matters.
Appearance, right. And
the make or break.
It's not, but I don't think it's terrible advice is all I'm saying. Like Shannon Sharpe took this advice as some sort of complete affront to Colin Kaepernick's person.
Right, exactly.
And I'm like, whoa, slow down.
Now, and help me out, Sean. Stockholm syndrome is when someone gets kidnapped and bonds with their captor.
That's right.
So what does that have to do with this?
I think it means like Michael Vick is basically like he's so entrenched now with Michael Vick is made nice now with the NFL.
Oh, so now he's like house media?
Yeah.
Not house media, but he's, yeah, okay. But he's house.
Right.
He's in-house.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
He's friendly with the owners now. Like the group that gave him the opportunity. It's a horrible analogy.
It doesn't apply.
No, it doesn't. You're
never
not
at any point did the NFL kidnap Michael Vick.
This is yet another attempt. Like, Colin,
he's a dumbass.
The spirit of what Kaepernick is doing, I can appreciate. Yeah. Like, he truly feels his convictions about how how people are oppressed or how people are getting treated. I admire the conviction, but he does a lot of things in a really ill thought out way. And I don't think he does things entirely smart.
In some ways I admire him, just as you just said. In others, I'm like, what are you thinking?
Yeah. Like when he did his protest last year, well, what's next? Oh, I got a lot of plans.
Yeah.
Okay. Like what? Like he would, you know, I got a lot of things planned. And then he wears socks. He wears a shirt with Fidel Castro.
Have you seen my Fidel Castro t-shirt
recently? He wears socks with...
Let's talk human rights.
He wears socks with pigs with police outfits on.
Yeah, very ill-advised
stuff.
Like
he's just... Like if I felt the same way, the same passion, if I were someone who felt the same passion about the issues he were protesting on, I would find a million people to protest ahead of him that I would feel better about being the spokesperson for it.
I'd kind of forgotten about the socks, and maybe it is an accumulation of a lot of things that are causing him to be blackballed, because that's another thing that conservative white guys don't go for, calling cops pigs.
Yeah, or Fidel Castro t-shirts.
That too, yes.
Right? I mean, it is what it is.
Oh my God.
All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.